the importance of the common study. Rav, please.
Although we have a regular order to all the lessons, sometimes we have, because we can see that more and more important topics are being revealed. We need to also discuss them and learn them. The main thing, we arrange our lesson. We learn from the source materials, from the writings that the Kabbalists have defined, how we need to organize and assemble in one place where we sit together, mostly in a round manner, a circle, where even this physical sitting points to a certain point of equality, order, to the fact that we want to unite, and that the lesson needs to be, usually, in fact, the lesson usually would start with Kabbalists from midnight. Adapt myself to be with others. I just want to say that you should know that study at a different time, not when everyone is studying, is a different, yields a different result. It's, you can't compare either studying together in the 10 when I learn, or that I study it at some other time alone or with a couple of friends all together. There must be a minyan, a 10 people, and we gather, assemble, so we gather not physically, but rather, well, even virtually, we could say, we gather and learn together in order to connect and in the connection reveal the Creator. That is all in all what the wisdom of Kabbalah offers to a person. This is a whole lot. It's to move from the corporeal world to the spiritual world. But for this, this is what we actually have to do. To reach the quality of faith above reason, I need to bring myself under the upper influence of the group, of the upper light that will bestow upon me through them and will draw me a little bit more outside of my ego. And this can only take place under the condition that we learn together. And it's best to do this in a permanent group. Of course, there are all kinds of conditions that you could say, it's impossible, I can't, then arrange it the way you can. But in truth, first check yourself whether you truly are not capable, that the conditions that you are feeling that are not enabling you to study together with the whole world Kli of Bnei Baruch at the time of the lesson, whether these reasons are true, real reasons. And here each is with his own calculations, with his own scrutiny. I understand this is not simple, but it doesn't seem to me as impossible. We've seen these things for many years already. And other than that, just understand that from the moment that the wisdom of Kabbalah has been revealed, which is 6,000 years ago in Adam, the first Adam, the first corporeal Adam, and since then has been cascading all the way to us, the order is that you rise at night and study. That's it. That's with us. You want to wake up at night like us, at 2-3 at night and study, you have such a possibility to do it at a different time. Because we are doing this. And then, it's the same calculation for us all, an equal one. Therefore, I don't have much to add here, but to say that you don't owe me or to Bnei Baruch or to anyone. You need to make that calculation with yourself and with the Creator. There are many people that think that they can allow themselves to learn in a different way at a different time. So I'm telling you, your lifetime will pass and you will not attain anything, and you will ask yourself why, and then I want you to remember these words that I just said now. Let's hear what was written by our Kabbalist about this.
First excerpt, Rabash says, there must be 10 in the house of assembly at once.
This place of that everyone assembles is the place where they come and connect. It's not a prayer house or a synagogue or it's a house of assembly. It's a place both spiritual and corporeal. It's called that way, where they come in order to connect. That's why it's called the house of assembly, Bet Akneset.
And not come one at a time. We asked, should they all wait outside until 10 men have gathered, and then they will all enter together? Have we ever seen such a thing? He brings evidence from the Creator. For man, the Creator has made him at once.
Yes, meaning just like the Creator is one force of bestowal, thus we in our assembling, our connection needs to come to one force. Whoever wants to ask, can ask also. We want today to resolve this question about the study so it will be clear to everyone. But this is how we learn. You can, yes, you can't, no, but you should know that this is the law. It doesn't depend on us. It's a spiritual law of how the upper clothes itself in the corporeal matter, and we need to arrange ourselves to be as adapted as possible to the upper force. I recommend a good, normal, and balanced daily schedule. But if nevertheless you wake up early, then I would recommend to read the same materials from the lesson alone, and think about it, how you're preparing, then towards the lesson, how you're connecting to the friends, and why, for what need, what's the purpose of the study, of the lesson, and then with them, when you come to an inspiration, an excitement that of the opportunity to connect with others and to draw the reforming light that will bind between you to reveal the Creator, then you come to the lesson. Because each and every lesson is practical work. We're not in the university. We need to try between us to connect in a manner in which the Creator will be revealed. This is actually a practical action where every day, more and more, we want to feel ourselves more assembled together as one man in one heart. If we were to come to this, at least to the measure of 1 over 125, the lowest possible degree, which is the degree 125 of Ein Sof. So when we come to that state, we'll begin to reveal the Creator and ourselves as the Kli and the Creator as...
I wanted to ask about preparation of the 10 before the lesson. We heard from you several times that the 10 needs to be as one when it enters the lesson. So now we are working on how to make it in a way that we will feel as one before the lesson.
Marek, I can't tell you. You were with me already, what, 25 years? What will I explain to you? All the writings are before you, and the society that you're in for all these years, so try to keep it, but meticulously to keep what Rabash writes about the connection in the group. That's the first condition, connection in the group. The group or death. Connection or death. We either come to connection or you come to death. One or the other. One or the other. And here a person really needs to bring himself, not immediately, but time after time, he starts to discover that this principle of connection with the group is becoming more important to him, more oriented to his faith.
I wanted to ask, what's missing in a recorded lesson as opposed to lesson live, as it is now, as we're watching now?
It's hard to say. Spirituality operates all the time and is constantly in the air. So we can't say that something's missing. But a person is missing the connection towards that spiritual force that is always there. And the Creator, His glory fills the world. So on his behalf, there is no limitation. He shines to everyone equally. But us, in order to be aimed to him, must be in a 10, and for the 10 to bestow and influence us, and for it to obligate us to be in it. And the friends are pressing me from all the sides, and I feel them. And specifically, from this pressure, I am turning to the Creator correctly.
But what to do if we are living in other places in the world where the time of the live lesson is not convenient, it's difficult, it's after a work day?
I don't think that a lesson after a work day is more difficult. I don't think so. It's actually a person gets accustomed to, he removes the whole day from himself, comes to the lesson. First of all, he comes today home. He goes almost in all of our places. They don't assemble like they used to in centers. And from home, he already enters the lesson. If we're talking, let's say, about what? About New York. So it's 8 p.m., 8 in the evening, the lesson, on the eastern coast. It's excellent. Meaning, relatively, we can get along in all the places in the world towards the lesson. It is worst. It's worse for the... for the East there, China, the Philippines, for them it's in the middle of the day, they're in the middle of a work day, India, but it's not too bad. So you can get along. And also, if we're already assembling at a different time because there's no choice,
שאנחנו אני חי במדינה ששיעור בוקר בדיוק.
Where I live in a country that the morning lesson is exactly in the middle of my day, and I have to be at work, and this is how it is with my friends from that area, from that region. Then we organize as a group, and then we hear the lesson, but together. Together, not that I do this alone. We hear this lesson together as if we are in it in real time.
Even if we hear a recorded lesson, I still have to assemble with the friends to hear the lesson.
Of course, you need to do intentions, you have to bestow to them and them on you. The lesson is not something that was happening there a few hours and it passed. The lesson is that we assemble to a connection between us, a new additional connection between us, which is called a lesson. A lesson is called a measure, where it's another measure between us that we're connecting to. Okay?
Что для меня означает, что я должен устроить свою жизнь материальную вокруг утреннего урока?
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean on my part that I need to arrange my corporeal life around the lesson?
Well, what to do? We need to arrange the day in such a way that you can be with your friends together and during the lesson, if possible. According to the astronomical hours, and that's considered that you make order to everything. Where during these 3 hours, everything in the world is dead. Everything is dead. I connect to my friends and the Creator, and we are in the upper world. We are entering a womb. We're entering a womb. The lesson is entrance into the upper womb. Into the connection of the upper spiritual world and the lower world. You want to open up the upper world? Please, these are the conditions. You need to fulfill your quotient, the se'ah of exertion. You need to connect between you so that the Creator will be able to be revealed in a complete kli, complete in at least 125th of the whole kli, of the degree. And don't turn to me, it's not me. I'm teaching you, I'm just explaining to you like a guide what's happening. But it's not like I can change the laws of nature. Building your soul through this.
Может быть, какие-то рабаш давал советы для тех, кто пропускал уроки, или вообще об этом не говорилось?
Maybe Rabash gave some advice to those who missed the lesson, or it was something that wasn't even discussed.
Just to raise the importance between you. Just to raise the importance between you. And also be ashamed that you are neglecting your friends. You're betraying the friends. You understand? If you don't come to the lesson. Because you're truly lowering them, you're harming them. And the Creator cannot be revealed to them already like He could if it was with you together. You need to feel that commitment. What did we talk about the covenant for? About that obligation, that commitment that we need to sign ourselves, tie ourselves together in such a way that the Creator will enter between us. That's all right, because also humanity is that way. It's all arranged in circles. In circles. From the central circle to the external circle. And it's not too bad if I belong to some circle in between, in the middle. But I know that I belong and I need to come. And it's not that I'm committed. The internal circle is the one of who are obliged, who are committed. It can't be there someone that won't come to the lesson, that won't sustain the ten. And in truth, mostly, they're the ones who merit the revelation of the Creator because they build the Kli. But the others too will receive illumination and they too will advance. Maybe we will read a few more verses of it.
Rabash says in the second item, it's written in the Zohar, Naso, Rabbi Elazar started, why have I come and there is no man? How beloved are Israel by the Creator, for wherever they are, the Creator is among them. And let them make me a temple, and I will dwell among them. Every house of assembly in the world is called a temple.
A place of assembly, meaning a place where you enter. It's a convention. It's a convening. Every lesson is a convention.
And let me make me a temple, and I will dwell among them. Every house of assembly in the world is called a temple, and I will dwell among them, since the Shekhinah comes to the house of assembly first. Happy is he who is among the first ones in the house of assembly, since by them what is completed is completed, meaning the congregation, which is no less than 10. Also, the 10 must be in the house of assembly at once, and not come one at a time, since all 10 are as organs of one body, in which the Shekhinah resides. For the Creator has made man at once, and established all his organs together. As it is written, he has made you and established you.
This is why we need to come and three. What do they want to ask?
Rabbi, I wanted to ask whether you had time with Rabash when you felt like there is no more room for you to ask him questions in a direct way, frontal way, but to learn maybe differently.
Yes, of course. What do you think that so many hours that I was together with him, also during the lesson, also later as we were driving, and let's say from 9 to 12, and then in the evening from 5 to 8:30, so see how many hours a day that is. And in the afternoon, I worked. So it turns out that many hours we learned many things. And also, there was no longer a desire to ask, because what will you ask? You already want to receive the answers in a practical way, for the Creator to be revealed, for you to not be told about something, but you to start recognizing something practically. But if you did not put forth the measure of exertion, you don't reveal. You don't receive faith above reason. And we want to get into conditions with the Creator. We can just this way, and you'll do that way. And not even in our subconscious. And it doesn't work. Until we fulfill the desired measure, the se'ah, the quotient. This quotient is revealed in every degree. It's the spiritual condition.
What is this kind of study that happens when you don't have more questions? What is this source that you're next to the Rav and
you don't need the Rav. You need to demand from yourself, whether you're doing what is written, what is needed. The Rav is just explaining to you, helping you to organize things, to arrange things, and to learn from what is written. We go according to Bala Sulam and Rabash and all the Kabbalists, all the way back to the Zohar and the Adam HaRishon. And then the question is this way. You received instructions. Now do. Now do. And what are you asking? I don't understand. Ask from yourself, what can I now do? As much as I connect more to the group, where do I discover that there's another place where I can add in exertion? And that's the main thing, not how much you study, how much you know after the lesson, but rather how much you're connecting. Because in that, you're going to reveal the Creator.
Rav, una pregunta del grupo. Quiero saber qué es estar entre los primeros 10 y la diferencia entre...
Good day, dear Rav. Question from the group. I want to know, what does it mean to the first 10, and what's the difference between the first 10 who come to the House of Assembly and those who come later? He refers to the text where it says that.
I know, yes. This speaks of a person who wants to be in the first 10 that comes to the revelation of the Creator, that comes in order to bring contentment to the Creator, that becomes that kli, which is a conduit, a transition of the revelation of the Creator to everyone. That's what they want to be. Meaning, to connect to the Creator and transfer His revelation to all the created beings. This is called to be amongst the first 10. Questions there? Olin, what's next?
Exit number 5. Rabash says, and they all became one society. In that state, it will be easier to do your will wholeheartedly. This is so because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanhuma, you stand today as the day at times shines and at times darkens. So it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you. As it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light. When you are all one bundle.
It's a solution. That's it. As you be one bundle. And then it all work out. Okay, right? Well, let's see, PT9.
Rav, it seems like there's many things we do understand, the importance of the lesson, you know, the importance of being a 10, the importance of all these things, but at the same time, there's something that we're missing. There's something that they're drilling here, and it feels like we're getting focused on the amount of people and the times, and somehow there is this underlying message that is still hard to grasp. Could you just what is it? What is it that we're missing?
You are speaking in a very nice, internal, and correct way, but we are not about to start counting our tens in an inner essence, but in quantity. What can you do? That's what we understand for now. That's what we feel for now. The fact that each and every one is equal to a million people, no. We are building tens. For now, we're counting it in such a way. But actually, if we take into account the our essence, the importance of each and every one in the system of Adam Rishon, then each one is weighed against millions. That's why a few hundred people, or maybe thousands that we are already, if we just connect a bit between us, we can obviously, through us, shine on all of humanity in such a light that they will need to connect. They will need to be in a group. They will run to us. And in this way, we can very quickly reach the general correction. Yes? So the connection is really between us in quantity, but towards spirituality in the eyes of the Creator, it's in quality.
But Rob, last question. Why does it seem like this matter of connection is so hard to understand?
Because it's against the ego. Everything that is against your ego, we don't want it, we forget it, we reject it, whether in awareness or subconsciously, even without my decision, I forget, I don't want it. It's my preventive internal force that of the body that just pushes it away, he doesn't want to remember it, he doesn't want to be aimed towards it. It's what our ego can do, the will to receive, it just rejects everything that it doesn't want. That's why the connections, we constantly have to remind each other about it. Look how much we're talking about it. You don't have anything in the Torah but connection. There's nothing there but connection. Connection upon all disturbances. What does that mean? On all the egoistic desire that rejects connection, you have to connect above it. That's all the Torah. There's nothing but that. That's it. And then in the connection between you, between us, the Creator will be revealed. And the revelation of the Creator is what we need. That's the purpose of all creation. All in all, it's something very simple. Just to implement it, that's difficult. New York 2.
Thank you, Raf. I hope this question is not redundant. How do we generate and maintain the proper level of concern and responsibility towards the work?
Man will help his friend. We just need each one to give an example to the other one. Even if I don't want it, the connection, obviously I don't want it, and I'm not drawn towards it, but I do it on purpose towards the friends that they will see as much as I do want it. And I do it as a game. From my acting, from my playing in it, they look at me, and each one of them also wants to do it because he's envious that I, in their eyes, I'm succeeding. And I'm advancing in spirituality, and they're not. So envy, lust, and honor take a man out of the world, out of the corporeal world, into the spiritual world. In this way, I bestow to the friends, and they in such a way start advancing. It's great work what I'm doing, and it's a great favor I'm giving them. And when I look at them afterwards, I learn back from them. That's called man will help his friend.
Доброе утро, Раф. По поводу пятого отрывка, где Раваш пишет...
Good morning, Rav. Concerning excerpt number 5, where Раваш wrote... will become one bundle. How do we achieve that?
We need more and more to wash our mind. Well, in Hebrew we call it brainwash, but that only in the connection between us we reveal the Creator. Revelation of the Creator is our goal. And in our connection it's revealed. And then we have no other work but to reach connection. It's simple. Just write it before you. Number one, reach connection. Number two, in the connection, the Creator is revealed. Number two, you can write it and erase it. Put a line through it, because you don't have to do that. The Creator reveals Himself. You have to do one thing, the correct connection. That is it. Meaning, correct the shattered vessel of Adam Rishon. And then, everything works out. You see, there's nothing else to do. Now, from this moment onward, when you know what you need to do, go back to your state and see what you're lacking in order to be connected with the other nine friends. It's desired nine. It could be more. With more friends, let's say 5, 6, 10. In order to reach an intensity of the connection, a manner of connection like the Creator, to be in bestowal, even to the smallest degree of mutual bestowal in your heart, that you really want to connect in your heart and feel everybody that is in you. For this you need to talk every day, maybe sit physically together, have a picnic, something, and study together, obviously, to draw the light that reforms. And specifically in the studies, you think that the whole group, you're thinking how the whole group should get the light that reforms, and in this way you advance. But all in all, we don't have any also humanity. We don't have any problem in our life but connection. That's it.
Thank you. You mentioned that during the lesson, we attract the light that reforms when we gather together. When we're not in the lesson and we're on a call with each other, is there some other kind of light that we attract during these times?
What does that matter? This light, that light. The main thing is that we want to be more connected in our hearts, in the inner desire that to give a place to the Creator to reveal Himself. That we want the essence of the connection between us to be as the Creator, because we are building Him, we are making Him, we are stabilizing Him, creating Him. There is no Creator without the created being. Our type of connection between us, we are establishing the Creator in there. He is a result of our correct exertion, our correct connection between us. Okay. Well, Bulgaria. One more and that's it.
Дорогой Раф, есть хорошая зависть и плохая зависть. Как беречь
свою плохую зависть? There is good envy and bad envy. How do we keep the 10 from the negative envy?
It's only by giving one another examples. Like Habash writes, man will help his friend. I have to help my friends, that they will see a good example in me. That I do some kind of action in the 10, I always need to take into account as much as my friends will get inspired by it and learn and advance from it. Like a mother that does something for her kids, that's how I can do something for the group, and by this I want to help them advance. Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav. Let's say that we've managed to achieve the right connection. How do we continue to benefit from it, from this connection?
Don't worry. Once you get the correct connection, in that connection, the Creator will be revealed. And then from this moment on, you will get a guidance from Him. You will be guided by Him, by the Creator. That's it. Just like that.
What activities do we do afterwards?
I don't know. First reveal Him, then you see what is revealed to you by His revelation. That's it. Then you will be as Kabbalists that receive revelation of the Creator and work according to the revelation of the Creator, step by step.
You read it first and then we'll see.
Baal HaSulam says, sometime one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness. When one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in but the Creator, then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. But he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense the taste of darkness during the work. But then one feels a taste in the work, it means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
So the most important thing is for us to be in joy in whatever situation we are in, because we have an opportunity to do something for the Creator. Then it's called a mitzvah, a good deed or a commandment. And the more difficult the situation is, and doesn't feel in our vessels like a good situation, nice, the better it is. It's better because I'm not drawn to the act through egoistic forces, but against my ego. And then the act is truly called an act of mitzvah, a commandment. Why? Because it comes from the word to command. It's an imperative coming from the Creator to go toward Him and above my ego, despite my ego. So the joy of mitzvah means I'm happy that I have something I can do against my will to receive. Not in big things, in something small every time, more and more each time, toward connection, not toward anything else. Connection in the lesson. This is all I need. These are the two means that I need to have in order to advance toward the Creator. If I did this, if I did both each day, I did my bit for the day. The day wasn't wasted, didn't go by in vain. This is how I should accept life. And then you'll see that you're getting benefit from life and a special result from life. Truly. And we always... We must always remember that revealing the Creator comes from a state called dust. It's written, because from dust you are, and to dust you will return. We keep falling into a state of dust, where we don't care and don't want to, and there's no point to it. And just leave me, etc. All these things... We fall. There's nothing you can do. We have no power, no desire, no inclination, nothing. And from that dust, we have to help each other. We can't rise by ourselves. So precisely when others give me an example and awaken me, then this rising from the dust, this rising will be the correct rising, not with my ego. If I look at a friend and the friend helps me, and then I help the friend and others, it is not done by my ego, it is done by working in society. So here you have the forces of connection at work, and that's how we advance. So try to work only in this way, to do our activities only in this way, and then they will be spiritual. Okay? Yes, Owen?
And all the study of the work above reason, there's always two layers. What my will to receive feels, and above it I need to have like a higher degree.
Yes.
And as you explained, sometimes a person is in a state of the dust where he finds no forces, and the only way to grasp anything higher than what he feels and his desires only the 10.
It's not sometimes. I can never find in me the strength to advance. It seems to me. Yeah, I'm being confused. The will to receive confuses me. It says, sure, you can do it. And in our world, it's accepted that I will do it. In spirituality, it isn't. Only through the powers of the group, they help each other. Only by this can we rise? Otherwise, it's not an ascent. It is a lie. Yes.
So it turns out that there's two layers. The lower one, the lowly one, is me. The higher is only the friends, only the 10.
Yes, correct. And only through them can I rise. And that's how we all elevate each other, like mountain climbers. Yep. That's the way it is. Good. There's a question about it? Great. New York 3.
How can we...
Look at what Rabash writes in his articles about the group, that I cancel myself before the 10. I try to feel myself the least among them. And as a result, I get from them the strength, the powers. And with the powers I receive from them, I see how I can give to them. And I do the opposite action. Look what's happening here. When I submit myself before the group, I get the upper force through the group. When I submit myself, the upper force influences me. I get an awakening. First of all, this upper force goes through the group. So I'm already included in them. as the lowest among them. Afterwards, I want to bestow upon them. So I rise above myself and give to them with the power I received through them. In other words, now, for the Creator I give to them. So first I receive from them as Malchut, now I give to them as Ketel. And this is how we work, like a piston. Malchut and Ketel, Ketel and Malchut.
Раф, об этом, что вы говорили, и Рабаш очень много говорит об этом в своей статье о принижении себя. Можно ли вы...
Рав, you said, so Рабаш speaks about it in the articles, is to subdue yourself, to lower yourself before the friends. Can you recommend exercises that we can do in the 10 and seeing ourselves small?
Try to look at the 10 and see behind the friends what they are doing, and to try to see in what they're doing how much they want to bestow upon the 10, how much they're giving me the right example. Try it and you'll see how it happens. And after it happens, or after you try to do this, whether it succeeds or not, then you'll know that it's the Creator doing, working on you. Say you found friends who are working correctly, the Creator gave you an example. You didn't find the friends who are doing the right things, that too is the Creator doing to you, working on you. So draw your conclusions from this and try to change. PT 24.
This thing about the shaft, you said that we one time we work above reason, that the friends are above me and they're great and I get the forces to rise through them, and then the friends go down below me and I bestow to them.
Yes, of course. How can I give them if I'm not the greatest? Everyone should be both greatest and smallest. And that way you have an engine, and in this engine you have 10 pistons. Just imagine what kind of an engine it is, like that. Everyone working. And everyone are working in order to fill up our tank with air. It's like a compressor. So we fill it up and fill it up and fill it up. And then when we come to a state that's called the quota, the Creator is revealed inside of it.
Ваш пример, что я включаюсь в товарищей, ну как Малхут в Кетер.
The example you gave that I'm included in the friends like Malchut and Keter, what's that same force that I get from this integration?
One time you are immersed in the group, you absorb from them their desires, and next time you lift it up to the Creator, and you get from there, for this ascent, this is called man. When you're asking for everyone, you get from their energy. With this energy, you come down to them. You give it to them, so to speak. You again absorb from them new desires. You raise it up to again. And that way you keep going up and down, up and down. Man, 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 man. That's how the piston works. Each and every one of us.
What does it mean that I raise the mutual desire?
You raise it up to the Creator.
What does it mean that I bring it back down?
You bring them mud. Once you received it from the Creator for everyone, you give it to them. And likewise, each one in the group.
In what does it express? Is it something emotional?
When you share their pain, their desire, and you will lift them to the Creator, bring them closer to the Creator, you get from the Creator at that time a gift, powers, feelings, revelations, and you give it to them. You're working like a conduit in both directions.
Вот на этой верхней точке, когда я обращаюсь к Творцу, включить как бы анализ, какое-то ощущение.
Meaning the same upper point is where I need to make some summary of my desires.
You want to lift all the friends, the whole.
You feel the Hisaron of the ten, pray to the Creator, and then you get mad. You give mad to the ten. What is giving mad to the ten?
Sheitorerut, mashikibalta miabure, atagamkin.
That the awakening you got from the Creator, you added to the awakening of the group to pass it to the friends. You don't give them exactly the knowledge because it's corrupted. It went through you. But the gadlut, it's the light you get from above. The greatness of the Creator. The greatness of spirituality, eternality, that we have the business with the eternal world, that there aren't all the discernments of this world that come and change and disappear. It's something that is worth infinite. Ein Sof. In the light of Ein Sof, in the form which is above time, space, motion, that is what we need to pass to the friends. That's what's in the mud. That's in the mud. The divine part from above, in short. That's it. What are we passing through? What are we receiving from above? A bit of the Creator and passing it to the friends. It's something wonderful. Look how we can really, such gifts we have to bring to society. Learn about the raising of the prayer, the answering of the prayer, all that. The thing is, as much as we can, or I can, include myself in receiving the light, in passing it through, to the extent that I'm included in the ten. If I'm included there, my I is annulled there, in the ten, and I can pass it to the entire ten. I draw the light, but I draw it when integrating with them, and then I don't harm the upper light, and I can pass it through in a way that is correct to the friends. That's why annulment towards the ten is a must. Otherwise, I'll pass the whole message through my ego.
PT26.
My question is, what's good and bad towards the Creator? What is good or bad towards the Creator? Rav, towards the Creator, good and bad is either bestowing or receiving. No more. If my actions are reception, it's bad. If they're in order to bestow to the others, it's good. And not to the Creator. I can't bestow to the Creator. I can only bestow to the created beings. That's it.
That
if you're right, what can you give him? The Creator isn't a vessel of reception. He's just a source of bestowal. PT20.
Когда ман проходит через меня, товарищем, я не могу, он портится моим эгоизмом.
When the mud goes through me to the friends, my ego ruins it. Rav, incorrect. If it's man and mud, the true kind, so it can't be that you ruin them, because it comes from your integrating in the ten. Before your action, before every action, or raising a deficiency, or receiving from the Creator and bringing to the Ten, you have to integrate in the Ten. That's why you can't ruin it. Not their desire, what you give to the Creator, and not the light that you get from the Creator in order to pass to them. If you are included in the Ten, you are pure. Good morning, Rav. Let's say that in the 10, we see that there's no grasp in anything we were speaking about now, in working towards the friends, and no, Rav. Don't say there isn't. Good. We don't have any grasp in spirituality. Let us try, like children playing. Let's, as if we're doing right actions, let's perform such actions. What does it mean? Let's integrate together. Let's try as much as we can to integrate together, that we want to reach one desire. Where is the center of bestowal between us? Where do we take this mutual desire from connecting together between us? And this mutual desire, we can raise that to the Creator, just like that. What does it mean? To bestow contentment by connecting. Show the Creator how we connected for Him. Right? That's it. That's what we did for you. Take it. Correct us. If we connected incorrectly, do something for us to succeed. We want to connect only for you. That's it. We also want even more than that. We want you to be revealed in the connection between us and enjoy it. That we want to build a home for you from our desires, called the temple, Bet HaMikdash, the general vessel of bestowal made from our desires. And that's how you start. Start. Try and speak like that. Reach that.
Exactly what I wanted to ask. Start working. So, as it's written, it wouldn't be as a foreign God. The Creator shouldn't be distant. Foreign, bring him closer to the center of the group. Connect between you and together with him, and don't let him run away.
How does a person know that his annulment is correct?
When he loses it in the ten. And then feels that somehow he's got a feeling of the Creator, somehow. It comes as a kind of new perception of reality. Tbilisi.
Раф, вот вы только что сказали, что если человек включается в десятку, то он чистый, невозможно ошибиться.
Раф, you said now that if man is included in the ten, he's pure, he can't make a mistake, not with a desire you raise the man and the mud that you pass to the friends. Are there any criterions to understand whether you were able to integrate the gabai, the shots?
If you're connected, then you feel you are connected because you have a connection with them, with the Creator. You already have something. Their reaction to the right connection, you feel it because you become the conduit. It passes through you.
K
Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little better.
How do we know that the Creator is enjoying? Is that when we enjoy the connection?
If we feel that we are connecting more than before, then we have to say that the Creator too enjoys, although perhaps the connection between us is still not strong enough for Him to be revealed in the connection.